Good morning. It is 844, 97.9 The Hill. Ron Stutz here, and a couple of special guests in our studio today. First of all, Erica Perrell, General Manager of the Daily Tar Heel, is here. Hello, Erica.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we talked.
That's right. I'm glad to be here.
Good to see you. And Greg Gerdeau is here. He is Community Director for Carolina Co-working. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. Thank you for having us this morning.
Yeah, good to see you. Greg just happens to be my neighbor, so we run into each other every now and then. But first of all, Greg, this conversation brought to you by Carolina Co-working. Tell us about Carolina Co-working. Exactly what is it?
Well, Carolina Co-working is in downtown Chapel Hill, right on West Franklin Street, across from the Target. It's 8,000 square feet of flexible office space.
Mm-hmm.
So flexible is that we have month-to-month private offices, co-working desks, a conference center, a really nice kitchen, and I make great coffee every morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history. I think a lot of us have been hearing a lot about Carolina Co-working, and certainly appreciate you sponsoring our 6 o'clock hour on this show.
We're happy to do it.
How did it all come about?
Well, Carolina Co-working was sort of a dream of mine because the university is an anchor institution, but there is no graduation space, or not very much. And for people who leave the university or finish their research and want to either continue to work or perhaps don't want to work on campus. So the availability of flexible office space in Chapel Hill was almost zero. There's a little bit, but it isn't really great, and there's nothing close to campus. So when the opportunity came with a flexible landlord for me to take that space, right on, and it's right in the middle of everything, I jumped on it. And that was about 9 months ago. We opened in October of last year.
Well, Erica, I know there's a special connection between the Daily Tar Heel and Carolina Co-working. We'll get to that in just a second. But first of all, general question, how are things at the Daily Tar Heel these days?
Well, we just started our new publishing year last week. And we have a brand new team of student journalists, student ad sales reps, and student content creators for our 1893 brand studio. And they're really excited to kind of move us ahead. Here at the DTH, we are really working on transforming ourselves from a legacy media to kind of a new kind of news organization that meets the needs of readers, no matter where they are, who they are. And well, we're really excited to be doing that.
It's always exciting at the beginning of the academic year anyway.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, good things at the Daily Tar Heel, and appreciate your being here this morning. But, Greg, if you would, before we get to Erica's part in all this, tell us a little bit more about the workspace and the amenities for people who might be interested in getting involved with this.
Thank you very much, Ron. The workspace is all brand new. It's all very nicely decorated, and it's not clubby, though. It's sophisticated, and it's for professionals who want an easy place to work. The co-working space is wide open. It's all designed to be what we call sit-stand, so that if you're tired of sitting, you can have a stand-up conference room. There's stand-up meeting spaces.
Stand-up broadcast studio.
Stand-up. We love this. And you and I being two of the taller gentlemen in town, this is...
Well, one of us anyway.
Well, we're both shrinking, Ron. Let's just face it. The...
Greg is a very tall guy, by the way. You can't see him, but, you know, he is.
The conference center holds about 35 people, and it can be rented for an hour or for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is part of the deal. If you rent a private office, then you get a conference center. Some of the other amenities are laser printing. There's really good Wi-Fi. There's also campus Wi-Fi if you need that. We're right in the middle of the restaurant row, so there's whatever food you might like or want or need at any time of day or night, it's within a short walk. You don't have to get in a car from there.
A lot of great restaurants there, all within walking distance, as you said. Now, Erica, I understand the DTH has been using Carolina Co-working over the summer. Why and how have your teams utilized this space? Tell us what it means to you.
So, you know, we're downtown neighbors. You know, the DTH also has an office on Franklin Street. So, you know, we're excited to kind of be neighbors with Carolina Co-working. We were in a little bit of a pinch over the summer when we had some work happening on our building. And we relocated to Carolina Co-working for the week. Our team came. Having UNC Wi-Fi was a huge help for our students because it was very seamless for them. We just brought our laptops and everything worked. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks ago when we were doing our training week, we had our editor's retreat in the conference room. And that was just a really great opportunity for us to bring in about 25 students. You know, the day before, they didn't really know each other that well. By the end of the day, they were, you know, laughing, talking, really brainstorming coverage for the year. And it was just a really great collaborative space for our team to kind of have their pre-school year bonding.
It's wonderful to have that space and that kind of ambiance where you can feel free to be creative. And, you know, we do a lot of talking about entrepreneurial ventures in our community. And, Greg, how do interested entrepreneurs get in touch with you and find out more?
Our website is carolinacoworking.com. All of our rates and prices and pictures of all the space and descriptions are all there. Mm-hmm. You can also stop by at any time during the week and talk to me, and I'll be happy to give a tour.
Okay.
And it's at 206 West Franklin Street, right behind Might As Well Bar. So everybody knows, a lot of people know where Might As Well is. We're right behind it.
All right.
It's a separate entrance.
And that website address again is?
CarolinaCoworking.com.
Fantastic. Find out more. Greg Gordeau is his name. Erica Perrell is her name. And Erica, again, thank you for coming in this morning as well.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to both of you. And anything else you want to tell people that we haven't covered?
Well, we just want to say that being downtown has been unbelievably interesting, especially discovering the 1893 Brand Studio and the Daily Tar Heel. She's one of the biggest employers in Chapel Hill other than the university.
Mm-hmm.
And they have range of capabilities that we've been delighted to find out more about.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Erica, good work.
Thank you.
Greg, same to you. Thanks for making all this happen. It is 8:51. This is 97.9 The Hill. Mm-hmm.